This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. With a triple threat of respiratory viruses circulating, doctors and public health officials are urging Coloradans to help flatten the curve of illness. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Hospitals and emergency departments say they're busy dealing with patients sickened by RSV, flu, and COVID-19. Dr. Reginald Washington is chief medical officer of Rocky Mountain Hospital for Children and Presbyterian St. Luke's.
Every week we see more cases than we did the week before. And RSV typically peaks around midwinter. Nobody knows if that's going to be the case here in Colorado.
He urges people up their prevention game. That includes getting vaccinated and boosted for flu and COVID-19, staying home if you're sick, washing hands, and testing for COVID before a Thanksgiving gathering. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A flurry of Colorado ski resorts are opening around the Thanksgiving holiday. Here's CPR's Stina Sieg.
It's a big week for ski areas scattered across Colorado's mountains. Beaver Creek already opened Monday, and on Wednesday, the lift started running at Crested Butte and Steamboat. Friday marks the earliest opening day on record for Powderhorn outside of Grand Junction, and on Saturday, Telluride joins the party, as does Howlison Hill, a small historic ski area in Steamboat Springs. Meanwhile, a handful of Colorado resorts are set to open in December. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Right now in Grand Junction, it's 48 degrees and clear. In Denver, it's 39. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.